Hello, welcome to the IMVX podcast. This is a podcast from IMVX, the digital learning wing of IIM Bangalore. IMVX is a value and service-driven initiative by the Indian Institute of Management, Bangalore. It's founded with the goal to offer quality education to aspirants from all backgrounds and regions. IMVX creates online courses with the experienced faculty from IIM Bangalore, and these courses are delivered to a global audience through the edX platform, the IMVX platform, and the Government of India's Swayam platform. In a series of bite-sized conversations with individuals working in the IMVX team, as well as professionals and teachers engaging with the online learning ecosystem, we would like to explore the dynamics of e-learning space one idea at a time. If you are curious and excited about the online learning space, then this podcast that encompasses the experiments, findings, success, failures, learnings and questions that the IMVX team would like to share with the world is for you. Hi, welcome to another episode of Podium, the IMVX podcast. In today's episode, we have with us Professor Vasanthi Srinivasan. She's a professor of organizational behavior and human resource management at IIM Bangalore. And she currently serves as the chair of IMVX, the digital learning wing of the institute. In today's talk, exclusively curated for the Podium listeners, she will be discussing the topic future readiness. Thank you for joining us, Professor. Over to you.
Thanks, CP, for having me on the podcast today. The topic of future readiness is something that actually excites most of us. And it's interesting that we always talk about this future that is going to unfold in front of us. But in reality, something that William Gibson, the fiction writer, said in 2003, the future is already here, it's just not evenly distributed. So if we come from that perspective, then in some ways, our ability to sense the future that already exists but which may not be in front of us is going to be an important capability as we look into the future. In 2016, I was invited by NASSCOM to do a study on leadership competencies in the age of digital disruption. And at that point in time, we were asking leaders in organizations about what kind of changes in the external environment were impacting their organizations, and what did this change in the external environment that was impacting their organizations, how were their organizations being impacted, and finally, what was the implication of that for individuals in organizations? Remember, this was 2016, pre-COVID time. Four things stood out as we did several hundreds of interviews. First, people spoke to us about the rapid changes that were happening in the regulatory context. For global companies, which operated across several countries, this was quite a critical issue. And these regulatory contexts, changes that were happening in the context were not just about businesses, but a large number of them were happening in the area of environment, governance, and other social related issues. The second big change that everybody spoke about was the changes that were happening in terms of the customer, the consumer, the client demographics. Clients and customers were becoming more demanding. They were asking for services which required companies to collaborate. And customers were looking for a one-stop shop, literally, for many of their needs. The third area that kept coming up in the study was about technology, and I don't even want to talk about it, primarily because what COVID has actually shown us is the pervasiveness with which technology has entered all our lives, personal or professional. And last but not the least, companies spoke to us about how the competitive landscape was changing so dramatically, where startups which didn't carry the baggage of legacy of large companies were able to be really nimble in providing solutions and services to customers at a speed that large organizations were just left standing, gasping with. What did these four changes mean as implications for organizations? I think the first one that really hit us was how verticalized large organizations had become and how this verticalization had over several decades led to significant silo mentality within organizations. Breaking down the silo orientation was a key aspect of the dramatic changes that they had to undertake internally. New business models were evolving, and many of those business models differed significantly from the traditional ways in which organizations were used to functioning. And these new business models needed to be embraced by large organizations as they responded to their competitors. Third one, people spoke about how pervasive digital technologies influenced their work and their lives. People spoke about the need to continuously keep themselves abreast of the technological changes that were happening. A large number of technology professionals spoke to us about how much they struggled with self-doubt as they looked at the emerging technologies. Last but not the least, people spoke about how they had to anticipate the regulatory changes and get their organizations prepared for the same. They also spoke about how traditional competitors were now becoming collaborators in the marketplace, and the most unlikely collaborators were really, in a decade ago, strong competitors. All of this made one demand on leadership at different levels, and that was the ability to continuously think long-term while you were delivering in the short-term. Let me spend a few minutes on looking at what were the implications for individuals like you and me who work in organizations. There were four leadership competencies, and when I use the word leadership, it does not refer to any level in the organization, but refers to all people who have to influence others. Four competencies came out critical for individuals. The first competency is the ability to sense the environment ahead of others. So the extent to which I understood what was going around me significantly enabled me to be able to understand the future. The second aspect that came up was being able to sense this environment also meant my ability to reframe. How do I look at what I'm sensing? Am I threatened by it? Am I willing to embrace it? Am I willing to challenge myself? Am I willing to get rid of my biases? Am I willing to experiment? All of these become important as we reframe the changes for ourselves. The third area which people spoke about was the need to be agile, the willingness to be able to listen to an idea, willing to build on somebody else's idea, but more importantly, the ability to drop my idea when I see that it is not working. And last but not the least, people spoke about continuous learning. In a pre-COVID world, we would talk of learn, unlearn, relearn. But I think in COVID times, we've all seen that we all had to continuously learn. We had to learn how to operate a Zoom. We had to learn how to teach online. We had to learn how to work remote. We had to learn how to shop remotely. We had to learn how to use our smartphones more smartly. So all of this was continuous learning. There was really nothing as unlearn. We didn't even have time to think about how we were learning. Okay? I think it is this aspect of learning that I want to leave with you today. Continuous learning is possibly going to be the key personal competence for all of us as we look into the future. I had the privilege of interviewing Bob Johansson during the pandemic. And Bob Johansson is a futurist. And Bob spoke about how our hindsight provides us insight, which allows us to gain foresight. Hindsight is our past experience. Insight is that one or two key takeaways that we get out of our hindsight. Foresight is really about the ability to apply that insight in a meaningful way. As a chair of digital learning at IIM Bangalore, I have had a chance over the last 2 years to reflect deeply on what it means to look at continuous learning. I think all of us, as we look into the future, will have to do training and will have to do education. What's the difference between the two? Training is job focused, is skill focused, and it helps me remain relevant for the present. Education is long term. It's about building perspectives. It is about seeing the way the world is likely to unfold. Doing more of training is not going to get you education. And therefore, in the process of continuous learning, we need both training as well as education. You would now ask, coming from a traditional mindset which has dominated our thinking, which is education is about acquiring degrees. Sorry, education is about continuous education. And I believe one of the most dramatic things that has happened during the COVID is access to incredible sources of learning online. At IIMB, since we have almost 56 of our courses available on the edX platform, I find that millions of learners subscribe to these courses and on a regular basis update themselves with perspectives. So today, it is possible to do ongoing continuous personal development using the kind of courses that are available freely for us to remain to be continuously educated. Last but not the least, digital learning, self-paced learning is a core competence that we have to acquire, because self-paced learning means that I have to be motivated. I have to be feeling the need to update myself, and I need to be diligent as I am learning. All of this requires personal drive, initiative, and discipline. The learner of the future is going to be someone who's digitally savvy, but is extraordinarily disciplined. As you listen to this podcast, I hope you will subscribe to the courses that are available online and just continue to keep your personal development journey going.
Thank you, Professor Vasanthi, for such an insightful talk. I'm very sure that our listeners will find it extremely useful. Also, to summarize for our listeners, it is a sense of environment, having the sense of opportunities around us, and also the drive and discipline to pursue those opportunities is what can go a long way in making us future ready. Once again, thank you, Professor, for joining us and for sharing your insights with us. Thank you so much.